Welcome to the Mindset Master Podcast. Master your mind, master your life. Today's topic is how do you create a reading habit that sticks? So whether you love to read novels, nonfiction, maybe you love audiobooks, how have you found success in your life and different stages of life with your reading habits?
Yeah. So look, man, first day off, you just got to make an intention. Right? It's not going to happen by accident, especially nowadays. I mean, so you can use Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and you can read like, you know, four sentences and you think you read a lot. I had somebody come to my house, actually not just one, multiple people, and then I have stacks of books. You've probably seen them around. Of books all the time, right? And my wife said we got to the library and now we're going to the library and I have books all over. And they're like, do you even read this? I say, yeah. It says, I can't, man. After I read the first page, you're just falling asleep. I'm nodding. Okay? Number one, reading doesn't come naturally. You got to discipline it. Nowadays, you got to discipline yourself to do it. So a couple of things I've had to do is, number one, just cut down to reading. Be honest. And reading stuff like articles on LinkedIn or articles of other stuff like that is not reading. Okay, to the extent that you get deep thinking reading. Okay, so let's just define reading as you're able to like read something, a topic that might take you a couple of days to review and read and reflect and review. That's what we'll call it a book. Okay, an article you read in 10 minutes is nice information, but it's not deep thinking, or somebody else is deep thinking, and now you're just kind of not percolating it in your head and you're not coming with your ideas. Number two. I enjoy reading books like this, but I've also learned, Alex, I argue with the book. So I have a pen, I have a red pen, and I'll actually write down notes.
I'm surprised you argue with books.
Okay, Bill Gates argues with books too, by the way, okay? So an argument with the book is something like I'll tell you one thing that every recent book starts off with. Somewhere in the page, the first chapter or second chapter, almost every other book says the following. We are never in history has ABC happened, okay? Or we are the most technological, blah, 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 since the dawn of man, okay? Like stuff like that, like we are the smartest, longest living, blah, 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 dawn of man, whatever. That stuff is where the argument starts.
Sure,
oh yeah,
sure.
Prove it.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, some of the best books start off with that. I think, was it *Sapiens* by I forget the name, Noah Yuval or something. I'm messing up his name. So many other books, really good books to start off. So that's a good place to start. Why? How do you come to that conclusion?
Yeah, I mean, you're critically thinking while you're reading, and I think that's really important to do.
Yeah,
because then it's not just this brain dump or download. It's also, you know, going through and having different brain waves while you're actively participating in the reading.
Yeah. And it's not just passively reading, like by writing, become more engaged.
Definitely.
So the book becomes more engaging. So actually, I'll tell you some of the books. Actually, most of the books, if you see this, I write down the beginning. Like when it opened it up, the book, the first page, the blank page, has a date I started reading it.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then sometimes I finish the whole book. Sometimes I just find another book because it referred to another book. Okay, because I look at the book. Like, how did he come up with this conclusion? Or she come up with this conclusion? Then I look back at it. Oh, great, that's a reference over there. Oh, that's actually, they've come to this book like four times. Maybe I should read this book. I'll refer to the book. Sure. And I'll say, let me finish that book. I'll come back to this one because it's going to refer to this. And then I come back again like a year later and another ink of like the year, like, you know, take two. But I think that's built up some habits for myself. You start finding people who like reading books too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, a book club.
Yeah. I think then it's just like I talk to people and like, hey man, have you read that book? Oh yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Then you start finding people like reading books too.
Yeah.
So. What about yourself? Are you a reader? How do you like reading? I know we've talked about, we've exchanged notes and books a lot.
Yeah. It was actually very refreshing to hear you say, oh, have you read this business book? Have you read this one? This one? And it was great to be able to see, okay, yeah, I have. Like, let's talk about it, because not many.
Yeah.
It is exciting when you find someone else who is a vigorous reader. And me personally, I love audiobooks.
Okay.
That's how I get my information. And I'm very busy, especially with kids. So
yeah.
Having to, you know, not listening to audiobooks with kids, but having, you know, doing chores and making sure you're taking care of the house and doing things, going to the gym. That's where I love to get my audiobook time in. I also like listening to it at a little bit faster speed.
Okay.
Than normal.
Okay.
And there are a lot of studies that actually show that it enhances your how much you've retained from
your memory.
Yeah.
Really, retention.
Yeah, because your brain has to tune out everything else that is of criteria that's in stimuli that's happening in order for you to be able to focus in on the words that are being spoken in the audiobook. So it actually kind of hyper focuses your brain into what you're listening to, and you get better retention. I love listening to audiobooks. And
so how long would an average book take you to kind of, like, a 250 page book on audiobook? I haven't done a lot of audiobooks, so this is,
I mean, I guess
I'm learning from this.
It depends on the, you know, the pages, obviously, all very subjective, but yeah, I mean, it fits most of the audiobooks are around like 6 to 10 hours usually.
Okay.
These non-fiction,
okay.
But then
okay.
You can put it on 1.5 or 2x speed.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, 3 hours for an audiobook.
Wow.
Which is pretty great. And it certainly depends on the author and who's reading it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people speak at a faster rate, but yeah, I mean, I find
and you're able to focus the whole time.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My retention is much higher auditorily than it is from reading.
And when do you do this? Like, is this like doing while you're, right, you know, like driving a car, or are you at home at a certain point, your own like zen time, or like
doing laundry, going to the gym, getting up and doing the morning routine, dishes. I mean, all of that time is a great time to be able to read.
I'm going to try that.
It's pretty fantastic. And I've the Libby app, and it's different in different regions, but it goes directly into your library system. So you put your library card number into this app, and you get audiobooks for free.
Libby, that's my library.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so then it's free too.
It's free too. Yeah. And Audible's a little expensive, but
well, it's cheaper than what I do. Because I when you argue with a book, it's related to
something. You can't return it.
You can't get that in library book.
It'll ban you.
Yeah. That, and they got rabbit ears all over it.
But it's also, there's a lot of new technology coming out too, where like on Amazon and the Kindle, if you have all these devices, then you can pick up where you left off. You can write notes in the actual Kindle and have the audiobook at the same time, which is great. And here's a fun stat. So the average American only reads one book a year.
Really?
And they sometimes don't even finish it.
Wow.
So if you read 52 books in a year, you're 52 times better, more, you know, better off than the average person, which is very motivating.
And you can get much more if you just select the right books.
Yes. And I was about to ask you, I think I know this already, but what's your favorite genre of book?
Man, I like reading books that are, I mean, I like reading, I mean, business books, of course, and leadership books. But the ones that I find the most interesting are metaphysics.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Much of the books are metaphysics because, you know, I don't know if you said that. I heard that Elon Musk and a couple of people are in the room and they said, are we even real? Or are we just part of the matrix?
Sure. Simulation theory.
Simulation theory. Yeah. Well, so, you know, like, I think a lot of belief systems and religions have certain perspectives on that. I like that stuff. Really.
I like that too.
Yeah. And so read up a bunch of that.
Double slit experiment type of.
No, I
no. Okay.
This is like metaphysics of, hey, why was the world created?
Okay. Okay.
Does the world even like, is it even real? What happens after death? Right. Hey, were we born? Are we really born? Right. That's kind of stuff. I got to tell you, the first one or two books, you're just like, I don't know. And then after a while, it's like, and then like you're going on a hike like 8 months later, you're like, oh, I finally get it. I finally got it. Oh yeah, that is true. And the reason I love reading those, Alex, is because the principles apply in anything.
Hmm.
Right? So why is this happening to me? Okay. Am I a good person in what I'm doing? That sort of basic stuff.
Sure.
The rest is techniques. So I like those ones. And then right now I'm reading on the Rockefellers. I finished up on the, so this is intergenerational wealth. This is on the Zuckerberg, no, not the Zuckerberg, the New York Times family. And now I'm going through the Bush Gardens, Anheuser-Busch.
Oh.
Yeah, third generation four is writing a book. They call them G4s. So that's what I mean. What about yourself?
Your Next Five Moves by Patrick Pat David.
Right.
Yeah.
How is it? I got it. I started it and then it's one of those things like, listen, hey, he's got other books. Let me go check that out.
I didn't finish that. It's really good. It's solid. It's like one of the cool sections of it is how to be a good entrepreneur inside of your organization. So how to drive business and change and leadership inside of your organization and take ownership of a huge part of it.
Yeah.
So that was a really good one.
I remember the first book I read, which I loved. And I think that's the first time somebody said, listen, when did you start reading books? And this is, I was back in Saudi Arabia. I was in seventh grade. And the book was Malcolm X. Right. And I read that. I could not put it down. I was reading all the time. I was surprised myself that I liked the book so much.
Wow.
I couldn't put it down. That's because nobody's a reader in our house, right?
Interesting.
But so now we're building this up in our family, in our kids.
Nice.
So, I would encourage a lot of people, just if you're a reader and you read a few books, part of their, like, their pocket money, I guess, comes from reading a book, and we do a small family book club, and then discussion that. So I got my 12-year-old. He had a week off because he's doing nothing, playing video games. Gave him a challenge. I said, "Hey, listen, if you read four books," he wanted his shoes. It cost like $200. So I said, "If you read these five books," so I made it five. If you read five books by the end of your holidays, your day's over, you can get that shoe.
Did it happen? Nice. Nice.
But we're talking about it. You're like 700-800 pages.
Wow.
Yeah, he retained it too. I didn't know he could do it. So I don't think he knew he could do it.
Did you put him through a test? Like, did he have to do a biography on it?
No, what I did was I started asking some questions. What did you learn from it? Why did you like it? And I'm just asking, just like maybe 5 or 6 points. My point was that he reads it. But he understood it. He retained it.
Wonderful.
He retained the point. I don't know if he retained like all the details.
Sure.
So sure. Definitely encourage. I think the other way to get started reading books is get started early with your kids and just make that a family affair too.
Yeah, that's so important. And there's some exponential number of, if you read like 5 or 6 books to your kids a day, then they end up being exposed to hundreds of millions of words within their lifetime. I mean, it's just such a learning advantage to kids. And my son, who's still very young, we got to get him the like Wonder Books at the library. So he knows how to turn them on.
Yeah.
Reads it to him and he goes through
it. Really? It has words on it too?
Yeah. Well, it's a full book, but then it's an audio book too. So he doesn't yet know how to read the words, but he's picking up very quickly on it.
He's
being read to, and he retains it so well. He had a chapter book we were reading last night, or 2 nights ago with him.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, I don't want to read this book. I just read it." And I was like, "What? Wow,
that's pretty cool.
A chapter book. And my wife and I were just looking at each other. That's the cute thing to say.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, chapter 8. And then he said the chapter name of chapter 8. He actually remembers the book. It is absolutely incredible. So it's starting early is so important.
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially if you're doing it, then they see it too. Then they want to like you.
My wife is so good about that.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal at setting a good example.
No, that's great.
What is your habit in terms of when do you find time to read? Do you make time? Do you have time during the day? Do you go to sleep to read?
Yeah, no. When life is in control, it's usually as soon as I'm done with the day, we do our prayers, and then for me, relaxing time is just reading a book. So in the latter part of the night, and the only thing that messes up is if I get hooked onto a Netflix show, and then literally, like after 2 sessions or 2 nights, I'm like, you know what, this is getting too addictive, and then I gotta stop it.
And then that's smart.
And then I have a book that is very interesting, like a biography. I find those interesting. Okay?
Yeah.
So I know all of those. I'm having the same candy every time. Okay? Yeah. And then there's another book I really should be reading this because I want to read it. It's got something very interesting, but I know as we're taking a few chapters before I get into it, there's a different, because each author's got their own style, then you get it down to it. So I got those comfort food books that I would when I get after. But what about yourself? Like, do you have a specific timer?
Yeah, like the gym is really my
time. Right.
And the sauna too. I found that to be a great time to listen to audiobooks.
It's a great way to test your quality control, your equipment too.
That's true. They eat right up the AirPods.
Oh, plus the equipment. So it lasts, apparently.
It does last, yeah. I'll be in there for a good hour and it'll be just fine.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you go with your phone on?
Like the phone has to be outside the sauna.
Okay, great. That's the thing. I thought that.
Oh no, that only takes. It's like 12 minutes is the iPhone's amount of time that it can last in the sauna before it overheats and shuts down.
You've tested that? That's their research.
As I've tested it. This is a daily thing. I know at minute 11, I need to put it outside the sauna so that way it doesn't overheat. That way it can continue to.
Yeah,
because
it can't dissipate, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So your headset's no problem.
Yeah, it's no problem. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Cool. Great.
Anyway,
reading's a powerful tool. It does.
It's very powerful.
I think. Just a parting thought is, we have one of our company values is fail fast, right? Which implies that it's okay for you to fail once. Okay, hopefully not multiple times the same thing. It's okay to fail, learn from it fast, cut your losses. But the way to accelerate that is learn from other people's mistakes.
Yes.
Which means read from their experiences or other people's research.
Yeah, and also find it such a great connector with people when you find out that they've read the same books that you've read and that they've gone deep into certain topics of books. And it's just such a great way to establish a new connection and be on the same page because you have that similar mindset.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
No, but that's true, man. When you find somebody who's read the same book, number one, it's like, wow, somebody else is a reader.
Yeah.
But number two, then you have some basis because you think the same.
Yes. Points of references.
Yeah. It's so funny. I haven't run into somebody who reads the same book. I mean, assumingly you have somebody who just disagrees with it. But I'll talk to somebody, Hillison, have you read have you read anybody had talked to say, have you read Rich Dad Poor Dad? If they read it, they're like, oh yeah, it's an awesome book. Like they're lights, like okay, great. And then another is like, hey, have you read How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Dale Carnegie.
Yeah. I haven't met anybody who says, oh, those books suck.
So I guess they're pretty good.
Otherwise, someone said they suck, I haven't read it. But immediately there's a basis to kind of have a further improvement or discussion on.
Yes.
Right. So absolutely.
You can reference it during business. We reference it a lot.
Yeah.
Different topics or different points of reference.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Great. Reading is a fantastic habit. If you want to read some of our blog posts, go to mindsetmaster.com. We have lots of topics, whether it's self-improvement capabilities. And if you're interested in coaching, reach out, success@mindsetmaster.com. And follow us on any of the podcast networks. We're everywhere that you get your podcast. And we're also on TikTok and X and Facebook. So give us a like, give us a follow. Thanks.